I'm coming. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, that's big time there, man. A lot of work. What's going on, guys?
Last year, 2 years ago, how have you seen them evolve during those 3 years?
Well, I think it all really starts at the quarterback position with Carson. He's playing really well. He's, you know, got a lot of receivers on the outside that can really, all the guys can go deep. They do a good job of going up, attacking the ball. So, you know, he has some playmakers on the outside, and they do a good job of throwing it around the field.
Their running game has changed based on injuries. What's it like now with, I guess, David Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, the running game is good because their offensive line. You can tell they're coached really well, and they play really well together. They do a good job in the running game. The backs, it just, to me, it looks like it's just find a hole and hitting it, trying to hit the ball downhill and inside a lot. So the running game is it's not complicated, but, you know, as defense, you have to really be precise in run fits. Because if not, then they will gas you. So we have to be really, you know, on point with our run fits this week.
Because of those injuries, the running back, are they doing different things to kind of?
For me, it's still the same running scheme. Yes.
How dangerous is that running, that rookie, as far as coming out of the backfield as a receiver?
He does a good job. You know, he's seen a couple routes he's run. He does a good job of coming out of backfield. I think, you know, more so our concern will be the receivers as opposed to, because though the receivers are the top targets this week as opposed to the past few weeks where the running backs has kind of been the main target. The receivers are the main targets this week.
What can you do, or what have teams tried to do to get them out of the receivers and obviously that's not working.
I think for us, defensively, we just have to play well in the back end. We're going to have to, you know, play great coverage, play great technique, and we're going to have to get some turnovers. You know, we got one turnover last week, but we have to step it up in a turnover battle, and I think that's what's going to help us to win this game this week.
How difficult is it for you guys to focus in on this one game and not look ahead to the Redskins and the Giants?
This is all we have this week. You know, this is our main focus. What happens after that, we can't control. It really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters to us right now is the Cardinals. That's all our focus, and it's the only thing, you know, we're not there yet to be worried about somebody 2-3 weeks down the line. It's all about right now, this week.
From your perspective, what changed on the defense these past 2 games compared to those 2 weeks when you really struggled?
I think everybody's just been locked in, man. The attention to detail and our preparation in practice has been outstanding. The energy in practice has been really well, and guys are going out and getting it done on Sunday. You know, that's what matters the most is, you know, you have good preparation throughout the week, but does it carry over to Sunday? And it has been carrying over for the past few weeks, and we just expect that same thing to happen. You know, we play with the energy and intensity we've been playing with the past couple weeks, and we'll be fine.
I mean, the outlook of the last couple of weeks has changed. So, I mean, just talk about the atmosphere and how things have changed. You know, a couple of wins in your belt, and now kind of back in control of your own destiny, but think about the overall narrative of how it's changed from where you were 2 weeks ago to where you are right now.
For me, it's not really a narrative. It really doesn't matter. I mean, we are where we are right now. And, you know, our main focus this week is beating the Cardinals. That's the only thing that matters.
What have we noticed out of Kiko as he gets further along from the injury and the
system? Kiko's doing fine.
Was last year's Cardinals game any kind of extra motivation this year? Just a little extra encouragement?
Nah.
So what do you see out of their wide receivers? Looks like they can all bring different skills to the field, huh?
Yeah, I think just the speed on the guys, man. Brown is really a big-time deep threat. Fitzgerald, he's a unique receiver in that he'll line up and they will run the ball to his side. He does a good job of blocking, whether it's linebackers or safety. He will stick his nose in there and block anybody. Tough guy. Go across the middle, catch balls. So, but all the, I think the receiving core as a whole is really, you know, a dynamic group. All right, thanks, guys.